recording from the underground windowless panel van parked down the street. It's Conspiracy Corner, hosted by the double C of intrigues, world-leading conspirer, Conspiracy Kevin.
Talking mushrooms? You see the talking mushrooms? You see about that shit?
Thank you. I'm so fucking happy. Yes, I didn't read anything about it. I was just hoping you were going to fucking bring it up and you were going to teach me about it.
I read the actual university case study.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Oh my God. Yes.
So mushrooms have discovered that mushrooms actually use a language.
Wait, mushrooms have discovered that mushrooms use a language?
That's what I'm getting at.
That's what you just said.
We'll fucking get there. No, scientists have discovered mushrooms, like, actually communicate in between each little nodule. Mushrooms are, like, the largest organism in the world and one of the oldest.
Yeah.
Right? And so they've discovered, up to this point, they've discovered 50 words. So it's not, like, a new thing to say that, like, a species of animals. I mean, this is the first time we've seen, like, a fungus or something like that communicate. But, I mean, animals communicate all the time. What makes this are whale songs and stuff like
that. Oh, 100%.
And we can kind of interpret, you know, like, a bird call like that might be, like, a warning. But this is the first time we've ever encountered a different species that language is structured the same as human language. So they've decoded sentences. So the way we use to make a word, the same setup and pronunciation, essentially, not the pronunciation, but the same like grouping of words, you know what I mean? Like how we just place things together, you know what I mean? It's like the syllables and like nouns and stuff.
I have a question because I was actually going to ask you about this because I heard about the story and I'm fucking fascinated by it. Dude, this is not Conspiracy Corner.
This is real. This is fact.
I'm taking us out of Conspiracy Corner or I'm diving into Conspiracy Corner.
It was actually on Jimmy Kimmel show as well. Not that I'm saying that if it's on Jimmy Kimmel, it's 100% fact. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if it's on Jimmy Kimmel, said it.
Well, have you seen it? Jimmy Kimmel said it. It's fine. It's reached that level of acceptance within the world as scientific fact that it's even reached the higher echelons of pop culture.
First of all, my job here, and I'm going to just play this. My job here is to play the skeptic, the straight man, and to kind of, okay, because I love this theory. So I don't want to take away from it, but I also want everyone to remember that you've read the actual study. So what you say about what has come from the actual study, like, I understand that, but we have to remember that mainstream media, things like The Guardian, Jimmy Kimmel, random places, will take these studies and make them
compress it.
Yeah, exactly. And make it sound easier.
Unlike me, who I will read the thing after I've smoked way too much hash, smoke a couple joints, and then vape for about 2 hours straight, and then I will recount what I read. So that's how you know it's good. That's how you know it's fact.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, like, we always have to take what they say. If somebody's making a monologue joke about a certain subject, we can't then say, like, what they joked about is, like, is fact. If I'm playing the straight man, we have to remember, it's not like there is a Google Translate button on our phones for mushroom. You want to get your history from as unbiased sources as possible. Like, you want to get your news from your sister-in-law who smokes too much weed and goes on the internet and tells you about things.
Like a normal
like your
human
average Joe Schmo.
I'm down here at what was supposed to be the finals of the 2022 Junior League of Math Wizards, but due to a miscommunication, I'm actually reporting 200 miles away at the 2019 Junior Meth Wizard and Booger Beer Championships. Yet, since I'm here, I managed to sit down with the gold foil winner in the 3 a.m. couch chop. Mr. Beard, perhaps you could explain to those that are interested in getting into this relatively illegal sport, might go about beginning.
First you stay up for about 3 days, then your couch gets bugs, you know, that your door's too small probably, so then you get mad at the door, so then you gotta chop the couch up real good, like, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I see. Well, now that you're an official winner, how does it feel to have finally made it?
Well, I just feel small, but I ate more. I thought you were a shadow monster, sorry about that. It's a good thing you're not real from yesterday. Out there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Beard. You might want to see someone about that quickly. This is Grape Durkle reporting from Meth-Fueled Delusions of a Wizard. Back to you, Tom.
So we know that there are like various clicks and like moans and sounds that come out of dolphins, right? That are language, right? We have no like Rosetta Stone for it, right? We can't say like click, 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 moan, click, click, ooh, means hello, how's your day, right? Are mushrooms something that we think that we could decode what they're saying?
This is what's so exciting about this, is we have actually decoded language to a certain degree, to a very rudimentary degree, as much as we could with the time we have and resources at the moment. Each variety of the mushroom has different, I won't say intelligence levels, but different levels of vocabulary. And the highest level of vocabulary we found, forget the actual genus of the mushroom, but it had 50 word vocabulary. Now, the average American, European, in their average vocabulary, have 20,000 to 30,000 words compared to a 50 word vocabulary. But this is where it becomes tricky. And they're like, well, we can communicate with them now. Then if we already know, we could tell them, oh, are you hungry? Or there's something coming? Or, you know, I mean, what the language was. Hello, goodbye. A very rudimentary, but we actually couldn't, because we have discovered that within those 50 words, they're very much more complex than European languages. Although they're structured verbally the same as our language, it's the inflection that is put upon the word by the sender, or the mushroom in this case, to the other one.
Well, that was another question I had for you. Who are the mushrooms talking?
They're talking to each other.
Are they talking to any other plants or to trees or anything, or they're only talking?
It was done within a laboratory, so there wasn't outside sources that they were allowed to communicate with. So we don't actually know that.
Okay. So you know how fungi, like mushrooms, are the blue, right? But the fungi is actually like a big thing that's like underneath the ground, right?
After reading this article, I love mushrooms. You know what I mean? Not necessarily like, we don't necessarily even eat a lot of mushroom.
Yeah, me too.
Going out and looking at them, and I'm always trying to like, you know what I mean, careful. But you know what those are?
Huh.
Every mushroom you have ever eaten, every mushroom you've ever had in your mouth, you grilled up with the onion and the butter and the garlic. Oh, it's so fucking savory. You put it on the fucking steak. You put it on the fucking sandwich, right? All up in your mouth. You know what that is? That's a fucking schmeckle. They only poke their fucking schmeckle up above ground to fucking breathe. You just ate you just got a fucking cock sandwich. Hey, congratulations there. How's that fucking taste?
Delicious.
Delicious. That is one delicious fucking dick right there.
Dude, I was thinking about this. The flavor of umami is basically mushrooms. Like, don't you think umami is like, I know people say meaty, but like, it's really that mushroom essence. Umami's dick. Umami's a mouthfeel. I mean, and I'm not trying to be dirty.
It is totally a mouthfeel.
Yeah, I feel the mouthfeel.
But anyways, that's a fun fact.
Here's the thing about a mushroom. Our reproductive organs are our privates. Mushrooms are the opposite. The only public piece they have is their wang-a-lang. Everything else they keep private.
No, everything else they keep private. That's like their only...
You know what I mean? So maybe there's a species out there. There's probably so imagine this. There's a species out there. They bang in their ear. They shove their ears together, right? So they all walk around with like earmuffs on, right? And they see humans, they're like, oh my God. They just walk around with the holes in their heads exposed like a bunch of perverts. Do you know what I mean? Like we can't really judge mushrooms in that way. It's a funny punchline, but I'm playing the straight man once again.
Hi, I'm Schmearsmu from Earholes.glorp, and we believe there's an earhole vibrator out there for everyone. From cottontail vibrators to discreet cotton swabs, these sexual ear canal wellness products can help you de-stress, experience new perceptions, or explore your earholes with a partner. Check out our all-new Earmuff 5 model with the intense ear canal stimulation that you deserve. The contoured Earmuff 5 fits inside the inner earlobe and presses right against your most sensitive spots to deliver vibration so powerful it'll leave you quivering. The handy remote control lets you switch functions or surrender it to your aficionado and let them tease you with intense sensations. Visit earholes.glorp. Earholes.glorp, a proud division of Limited Intelligence Technology Interdimensional LLC.
Well, here's what I have to say, and something that I believe in my deep, darkest of my soul's heart. All plants communicate, all of them.
No, I mean, they've found that. You know that they've found actually that trees, they scream when they're screaming?
All of them. They all, like, I really think that there's going to be a reckoning, and I don't know, it's going to be hundreds of thousands. I don't know how long, it's going to be a long time past when we're dead or whatever, but at some point we're going to realize that, like, we have spent a really long time thinking that humans are this, like, special species that only do a lot of things, and we're going to realize that, like, we are just on our own plane. Trees live thousands of years. So if you sped up, like, watching a tree over thousands of years and, like, condensed it down into, like, a human life, like, you'd probably watch, like, a thing live its life, communicate, change shape, grow.
It's like a little fly just buzzing around. It's like, meh, there it goes.
Yeah, we are. Yes. To a tree, that's exactly what we are. When you watch a fucking mosquito zoom by you and, like, you never see that motherfucker again, that's that person, like, taking a walk. Like, that's the tree, how the trees see us. Because our lives are the lifespan of a mosquito. To them, it's all about perspective, you know, and time is something that we take for granted, that what we experience as time is time.
Have you been following fucking time?
No.
Don't get me into fucking time, Lisa.
Give me some time, bro.
The fucking time.
I don't really believe in time.
So check this out. So they just discovered that time doesn't exist again, right? For one thing, this is old fucking news, all right? Like, people have been saying that for fucking thousands of years, you know what I mean? And proven.
No. And the moment somebody said that shit to me, I resonated with it and I understood it, because I have experienced moments. This is going to sound crazy, and I'm all of a sudden going to sound like the crazy one, but I have experienced moments where I am in two places in time at the same time. Because we're all experiencing everything right now at the same time.
Yeah, because time doesn't exist. And they've known that. You know the story of the turtle and the hare? You know that story?
Yes, I know the story of the turtle and the hare.
So that's based on ancient Greek philosophy. And the theory is, because the turtle wins, is because they both start and finish at the same moment. Because they believed that time was like a flip book of not moments. It's a perception that those moments are moving to us. They just took two cards, essentially, from that flip book is perception. You're like, well, then how is it the perception? And then how does things change and move then? So how does that perception occur? And it's because within the flip book itself, the flipping it's the causation. There is causation, they've discovered. Meaning that one thing started it all. Someone dropped that marble and then it went a million times over again. And that's how, like, a lot of ancient, I don't want to say...
Fuck. No. No. I don't like thinking about this.
Okay. I was about to tell you how to rule the world, Lisa.
Honestly, you just blew my mind. Right now, I'm just stuck in the fact that, like, time at one point wasn't, and time somehow got kicked off, and, like, I'm still there.
Welcome to Storytime with Cosmo the Clown, presented by Limited Intelligence Technologies. This week, Cosmo reads The Turtle and the Hare by Zeno Parmenides, 5th century BC.
Once upon a paradox, a rabbit was boasting about how fast he could run. He was laughing at the turtle for being so slow. Much to the rabbit's astonishment, the turtle defied with a race. The rabbit thought this was a good joke and accepted the challenge. The fox was to be the umpire of the race. As the race began, the rabbit raced way ahead of the turtle, just like everyone thought. The rabbit decided to give the turtle a sporting chance, and waited until the turtle got to the halfway point before he raced to victory. By the time the rabbit reaches the turtle's starting spot, the turtle had moved only slightly forward. He went at full speed to the finish line, and the time it took for the rabbit to close the distance the turtle has gained only slightly. Although the distance between them grows ever smaller, the rabbit must always cross the steps separating them at any given moment, by which time the turtle will have advanced a little. Therefore, kids, the silly rabbit who take too lightly the turtle's power of quantum mechanics was always fractions behind the turtle's place, since in order to reach even the halfway point, the rabbit must cross half that space as well, and so on. Ad infinitum. In order for the rabbit to start the race, he first had to cross an infinite number of points, a task that cannot be accomplished in any finite period of time. And in the end, we learn if the fox even takes the first step, the race is impossible.
Cosmo's moral: Never underestimate the weakest component of quantum mechanics.
So the mushrooms are talking, and they think in a couple of years that AI will
translate.
Will translate, yeah.
Why can't we translate the dolphins then?
Because the sentence structure isn't the same. Language structure isn't the same, and that's what's so like amazing. Like
dolphins are more alien, so they're less alien than we thought.
Yes, like they're sent. That's what makes it so amazing is that we have found another species that we can actually decode. I mean, because we'll probably never be able to like have like some machine talks to like your house cat, and your house cat can actually communicate with you just because of the way the brain is set up with their language, it won't translate over.
But could we have a machine that attaches to your cat's brain where a little light lights up that says angry, or a little light lights up that says like hungry, or
that,
a little light
that,
yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like those things?
That is, yeah, basic rudimentary probably. Like I'm talking like we'll be able to actually have a conversation with a mushroom. The oldest living, and we don't know what kind of memory, obviously it has memory. We don't know what sort of memory, like historical memory it has. Imagine that, the implications for our own world. It would have all the answers to the past.
Well, it's only going to have answers to like what weather was like, or like things like it's not going to know like what was on TV.
I don't worry about what's in TV at dinosaur times, Lisa.
Oh, that, it's not that old.
No, but I'm saying we don't know how the information system is stored or passed on in duplication, right? Or in reproduction.
True.
I mean, if you look at it from a very human aspect, it's very difficult to see.
We can't look at it from human.
You know what I mean?
We have to completely remove ourselves.
Is that like the memory is different. It might have been passed on from millennia ago.
Still, what would it know?
I mean, that's the question. What would it know when it pops its head up? What is it hearing? What senses does it actually have? What does it hear? Does it feel?
Oh, that's true. We don't know.
Does it taste? What other sensories does it have? Does it have senses that we can't
it's
even...
It's not going to see in the way that we do.
No, but what kind of sensories does it have that we just couldn't even fathom?
Fuck, dude.
And how does this see the
You're
world?
Right. Could it be that it is as we are in tuned? So like we think of ourselves in tuned with what is going on above dirt and water level. Like that's our land. Like could it have a lot of information about what happens? If we could have a fish that could talk, we know that motherfucker could tell us a lot about what happens under the ocean, that there's a lot of shit going on in the ocean, right? But we don't think about like, is there, there's probably a bunch of shit going on under the fucking soil. And we haven't even considered that like an earthworm, like I'm thinking of something else that we know of that lives, a vole, like something like that. But even a mushroom is even better because it's like really in tune. I mean, a mushroom needs other rotting matter to exist too. So it's very in tune with its surroundings.
It all makes sense, Lisa. Have you ever heard of the sacred mushroom and the cross?
No.
It was written in the 60s, right? So the Vatican, once again, smoked a lot of shit and remembering after smoking a lot more shit. But anyway, so the Vatican hired, I think it was a Harvard or another like prestigious university. And like they pretty much brought all the ancient like language specialists that they could get to decode. This was huge. This was huge news, especially during time, is when they decoded the Dead Sea Scrolls, right? And then they wrote their synopsis and their findings and passed them forward to like the Vatican and stuff. And one of the people that came out of that wrote book, The Sacred Cross and the Mushroom. And then the paperwork was hidden away somewhere. It didn't actually come out until the early 90s. It became popular again when the papers got released, and they actually brought up and interviewed, because this was huge news when this came out, because they were like top language experts in the world, right? I mean, these were the top experts, and they had decoded the Dead Sea Scrolls, which was huge because we're like, you know, I mean, a lot of faiths were based on these scrolls. And so it was huge news. And so all these scientists came out and they all agreed that according to the scrolls, it appeared that Jesus, as at least referenced in the scrolls, was in fact a mushroom, a giant hallucinogenic mushroom. And that the Dead Sea Scrolls actually explains the early Christian faith, not today's, where it has blossomed into, I'm sure, you know, I mean, a great loving organization. Back then, at least, was started with like a weird mushroom cult, and then it like followed through the ages. And then so the Vatican actually sued all of the scientists once again to like try to shut them up about this during this time period.
How Jesus.
Because it was an analogy, right? The whole thing, all those stories and stuff like that, it was, they were just all like made up, like conceptions that were derived from like taking the mushroom teas and the stuff like that. And that that was actually like the basis of the religion themselves. Like when you look at the color coding.
Okay. What about the bread and the fish or whatever, where he took a fish and turned it into a bunch of fish. Didn't he do something like that? So what is that? What's the allegory?
Take enough mushrooms, Lisa. You're not worrying about some fucking bread and fish. All right.
So that's going to be the allegory constantly, is just take mushrooms.
This is what it is. It's the mushrooms the whole time. The language they got in, they done. You know what they did, Lisa? You know, all they poke up? They mind fucked. Literally mind fucked the humans into starting and doing all kinds of crazy shit. Because all they were doing is eating the fucking dicks just left and right. And fuck. And then the mushroom, though, they're like, I'm going to get you. And they were mind fucking them and just controlling the world. And that's who controls the world today. That's what they don't want you to know. Mushroom people. Not mushroom people. People controlled... five mushrooms.
I will say it's a much better theory than the lizard people.
Hello, dearie.
Whoa, that's a lot of cats.
Can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing today? I'm from the Church of Jesus Latter-day Saint.
Oh.
Perhaps you've heard of the award-winning artist Kanye West, the earthly vessel of our great creator.
What can I do for you, darling?
I was wondering if perhaps you have a moment.
Oh, I think I do. Please, come on in. Have a seat. Can I get you some tea, dearie?
Well, yes, thank you. Oh, that is delicious. What is that, Red Bull? Thank you for sparing your time to hear a little bit about our King and Savior. We believe it is written that the great Jesus, in the temporal form of the award-winning artist Kanye West, digging through the trash in search of answers, truths, and revelations, and a lost brooch, and lo and behold, he came across something strange and glimmering. And you know what it was? It was three gold and diamond and platinum plates. And I know what you're asking. How could the plates be made of all of these things at one time? Well, that is how he knew that they were holy, ma'am. And upon those record plates was the covenants and lyrics that our great church holds fast to today.
Oh, well, I'll be. Well, isn't that interesting?
Do you know the mushroom's natural enemy? It's an anchovy.
Why did I hear that somewhere recently? I swear I heard that somewhere. I heard that these shortest, it's, they said something about like the shortest mushroom word is longer than like the longest English word.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And then they just changed one inflection on this. So it's just like.
Yeah, but it's still just a trip to me because I just keep hearkening back to dolphins, right? Where it's like, we know they're talking. Like, how have we not cracked that code yet? That was a huge thing. Like back in those days, it was a big thing. Like, remember that lady who fucking lived with a dolphin and then like started fucking it? Do you remember that? She like lived in an apartment that was like half flooded and she lived there with this dolphin and they started banging or something, dude. I don't know, man. We got here. But anyway.
This is what I think. I think this brings up an excellent point, though, when using the AI to decode this language. Because we, as a human, are very concerned about fucking AI taking over the world or doing this or doing that, you know what I mean, without our consent. You know what I mean? We want to be the masters in control of this new tool or essentially, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just electricity and stuff like that. So it is, I would say, some sort of life form, but I'm not going to go that far. But anyways, they want to be in charge of this great new tool. And as everything becomes more automized and stuff like that over the years.
Automated.
Beep, boop. Automization.
Automized.
Well, whatever. Not a word scientist. But I'm saying this brings up a good point of being concerned that AI in the AI takeover is because we're very concerned about what if the AI is able to communicate with the mushrooms and then the mushroom takes control of the system. Have we thought about that? And then if that happens, what isn't that a great weakness within our species, you know, great arsenal of tools or whatever you want to call them, that they could be used against us by another species or whatever? I'm going to say, why isn't DARPA funding me to look into help mushrooms not take over the world? Why am I getting that fucking government grant? That's a good grant.
Okay. I would say given the fact that we eat, I was honestly just going to say we eat more mushrooms than they eat people. And then I realized that that's probably not that true.
Nope.
It's just a waiting game for them. It's just a waiting game because they're getting us one way or the other, dude.
I'll get ya.
They're fucking getting us, dude.
Once again, we're just a mosquito.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I had two thoughts. Number one, psilocybin. Like, I wonder, I mean, obviously some of them have things that can kill us. And like, is it just an accident that one of them?
Oh, is that a mind meld? Is the psilocybin a fucking mind meld? Is that where that's coming from? Are you reaching into, what's that movie? Want to be John Malkovich? Instead of going through a fucking tunnel, you're sucking off a mushroom.
Yeah, or just like maybe experiencing a tiny snib of how they experience things. Because mushrooms, psilocybin, I cannot sit when I take mushrooms. It's very hard for me to be somewhere with walls around me. I need to be somewhere more organic. I'm very attracted to organic shape. Like, I don't like man-made stuff on mushrooms. And I never really thought it could be that it's just like my hippie blood, but I've heard that from other people too, that they don't really like to be in like a square, you know, modern looking space when you're on mushrooms. You want things.
You know what? That's something to look into.
So can we just fucking pump you full of psilocybin and then let you loose on the mushroom code and see if you can decipher it on
see if I can figure it out.
Psilocybin? Maybe that will crack it, dude.
I'll write the thesis up.
Do it. Like, look, I'm willing to come there and take a lot of mushrooms and look over your research.
I do my best work at home, so I would prefer if you could send it to me, it'd be great.
I will donate my body. I'm donating my body to science. Fill me up with shroom and expose me to their language. I have one more mushroom question. How does this affect vegans?
Guess who's fucking talking now, motherfucker? Yeah.
For real? I mean, the more plants we discover, what do you do as a vegan? Are you going to sit there and say that like cows, that they're closer to us, so they're like worth more so we can eat them?
No, that's what I'm saying. You're still judging one life over another. It's unfortunate, but it's a circle of life, because for that plant to live, something else had to die. For that cow to live, something else had to die.
I'm the farthest from vegan. I am 100%. In my perfect world, animals would all be hunted. I'm very pro hunting. I'm not pro like wild game, put a head on your wall type hunting. I don't like that kind of hunting. I'm saying hunting to feed yourself or your family. 100% pro that. There's no better life for an animal than living its regular natural life and then being shot. Deer don't die of old age. Something eats them. In the regular world, things like rabbit and deer and like things like that, they get eaten by other animals. That's the way it fucking works. Like mice, all that shit, they're food. I don't feel bad about eating them if they're treated properly before they die. My ideal world, everybody hunts the food that they eat. The meat, if you want to eat meat, you go out, you kill it, you fuck. I don't even care about buying from a hunter. I'm saying the ideal life for the animal would be to live in the wild and then get hunted one day. That's their life. That's the life of a deer.
The life of a deer.
It's either us or a wolf or a puma or whatever. Like, something's killing that motherfucker. They don't lay down and lay on a pretty deathbed and get nursed like into death. Like, that's not what happens to a deer ever.
You know, I was vegan for 10 years. I feel like it's like stepping outside of the circle and saying you're better than the circle. That's what it is. It's an exclusionist view of the world, of being like, that's nature. I don't want to interrupt this circle of life. I don't want to interrupt the nature. It's like, motherfucker, who are you to interrupt? You part of this, motherfucker. What are you talking about? It's like, shit. You in here with the rest of us? Where the fuck? You know, it's like, god damn it. What about gardens? The same thing.
No.
I mean, just saying the garden would be the same thing as the livestock cage.
But they don't move around. A tomato grown in my garden isn't going to live much different as a tomato grown in the middle of the woods.
It's probably happier in my garden, honestly.
Yeah, because I'm going to pick the worms off of it and shit and make sure it like lives its best life before I pick its ovaries out and fucking eat them. Which really what they are. They're like their reproductive organs is what we're picking when we brew. If you have a problem with eating mushrooms being the reproductive organs, I was thinking all fruit is the reproductive organ. It's literally like it's got the seeds in it. So it's either pulling the testicle or the ovary off of the plant.
No, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, we're just ripping the balls off of them fucking things. So you bite into a nice crisp apple or like a peach. Just imagine that. It's a world like that. No problem like that.
No problem with that.
LIT Media Podcasts by Limited Intelligence Technologies carries a variety of shows and topics, making it your definitive guide to informative information and entertainment. Hosted by Devin Baker and Lisa Ledesma, each unique episode brings in-depth interviews, socially rich cultural insights, pop culture and more, as well as offers rare glimpses into sarcastically foolish folly. You can find LIT Media Podcasts on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date on all our latest shows.